We're now joined by the head coach of the Tri-County Lady Mustangs, Rick Willett, for the Lady Mustangs. A couple of games that could have gone the other direction since we talked last. One a week ago Tuesday, one last Thursday. 10-9 loss at Grundy, and then a home loss to Pattonsburg, 9-8 in eight innings on Thursday. As far as exciting softball, coach, high-scoring one-run games, but you'd like to have one or not both of them go your direction.
Yeah, that's they're always exciting games for the people watching them, but when you come out on the short end, you know, yeah, they were exciting games. We struggled there in Grundy. We had a 5-0 lead and then gave that up and then got it back, and going into the bottom of the seventh, we just needed to get three outs and we couldn't do it and play at the plate, and they got that one. So that was a tough one. And then Thursday was a nice ebb and flow game with Pattonsburg, and we scored the tying run in the bottom of the seventh, and a winning run went home and play at the plate, and we just didn't get the call. So they scored in the top of the eighth, and we couldn't get it in there. So they were exciting games, but heartbreaking when you're on the losing end.
Well, and a part of you thinks, too, especially you get a 5-0 lead through a half inning over in Galt a week ago today, you'd like to make it less exciting. Just take care of your business.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. You know, some key plays we didn't make, and some plays they did, and that always costs you. You know, you give teams more outs than they deserve, and they'll take advantage of it on you.
We've talked about the fact that you bring back some pretty good talent. You feel like this is probably, if not, I'd say certainly, one of the better Tri-County teams in the last 6-7 years. Is kind of the last step for the girls to figure out just how to, if they have their foot on somebody's throat, like against Grundy on Tuesday, just to finish that thing off?
Right, right. Instead of, you know, letting up, just letting up, thinking, oh, hey, we got this, and then all of a sudden it didn't, and you got to give credit to Grundy as they battled back in that. And we still had opportunities, multiple opportunities in that game to win, and just couldn't bring it home.
So, you know, the thing with Grundy, too, is they scored 26 runs last night. Now, I know in talking with Coach on the Monday Coach's show with Grundy, they got the ability to hit the ball pretty well. Did you just have trouble keeping them off the bases, Coach?
Yeah, we had some errors. The one thing, we had an inning where we had three errors, and they were outfield errors, and when that occurs, that's devastating. So we gave up quite a few unearned runs in that game.
It sounds like, in what you're telling me, that even though they're both losses, they're both disappointing, it sounds like that you were more pleased with the way that the girls played overall on Thursday at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was... we were down and battled back. Yeah, we played really well coming back and forth. It's just they got some hits, actual hits, and we didn't quite get the plays. We left the bases loaded a couple times, and that's just how it goes. But, you know, to have a game like that, and it was an exciting game. It was being plays made on both sides, and you like seeing that. And I know the stands enjoyed it because it was pretty raucous there. And then, like I said, it ended play at the plate there for our winning run, and we just didn't get it. And then they came back and got one run, and we got a runner on. We just couldn't get them home in the eighth. So it was an exciting ball game, and the girls did a nice job of battling, much better on Thursday than we were on Tuesday.
Yeah, offensively on Tuesday, Coach, because, you know, you get five runs on the board, and then obviously Grundy's offense was much more productive than yours. Did you see examples there of, you know, where you say that, you know, the girls are, they just need to have their focus there more? Did you see some examples, whether it be defensively or with the bats in their hands, over those last few innings at Grundy where the focus just wasn't there?
It was, the focus in the field. A little sloppy out in the field got us. Some sloppiness on the base pads, but in general it was the sloppiness in the field.
So, killed us. Obviously, just that's a tough three-day stretch with a couple of close losses. You kind of find out a little bit about the girls now if they get some disappointment and how they kind of rebound from it. Have you seen them rebound well in practice and with their just ability to come back?
Yeah, they've rebounded well. We're ready to go. And it's a tough game. We got East Harrison on Thursday. That'll be a tough game. And then we're at Buckland, you know, Macon on Friday, and then we come back and we got a game on Monday and a game on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And the only home game we have is Thursday.
What I have on Misha here is that the game a week from today on that Tuesday is against Mercer. Has that been switched out?
That was replaced with Tina Avalon.
Okay. So I was going to make the point that if you look at getting momentum toward districts now, and the only way you can get a winning streak going is by getting that first win, I would look at the game on Thursday against East Harrison as a big one for your team.
Yeah. I look at them all as big ones, but we want to recover. Want to get back into the winning ways and stuff. So I look at it the same way. And like I said, they're a good team, competitive team, and we can't make mistakes or they'll take advantage of them.
Your first time seeing East Harrison this year, Coach?
Yeah, I saw him up at the tournament, watched him, scouted him up there. But it's the first time we're going to be playing him.
Have you generally had, when I'm kind of just looking at the schedule here, and there were more road games, and now you're going to have a run of home games. Did you kind of feel like the girls have handled road tests the same as home tests, or is that something that you're looking at and saying we need to get better on the road, or we need to focus more on at home? How are you looking at that?
Oh, I think we've only had two home games. Mm-hmm. We won one and then lost one to Pattonsburg in extra innings, and everything else has been road games. So, no, they handle it both. They're used to traveling, and we're used to playing on the road here at home. So they stay focused both ways.
It's always nice to have home games, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah. East Harrison coming up on Thursday. Trip to, I'm not familiar with, because I know that they've combined Buckland and Macon County. Where do they play their home games, Coach?
Canberra? Does that sound right?
Something ooh. Like that. That sort of sounds right and sort of doesn't. I don't know if I've ever heard of Canberra officially.
Yeah, it's past Brookfield and that, so it's
right
down that way.
Okay, well, over in that direction then. That'll
I've never
be Friday.
Been there, so.
Yeah, exactly. Lynn County of Purdon on Monday, and then Tyne Avalon over at Jamesport on Tuesday of next week. Appreciate the time as always, Coach. Best of luck with the game against the Bobcats coming up in two nights.
Thank you very much.